Rory, the last four of the Derry Championship, a 2.19 to 1.10 win over Banagher. What's your thoughts, literally a few minutes after the final whistle?
I look just happy to be in the last four now. We knew Banagher, you know, haven't beaten Dungiven, their tails will be up. And first half was quite an even contest, you know. I thought we played with large parts of control. Probably getting into a wee bit of trouble on the Banagher kick out. We were just probably weren't getting our hands near it, and you know, we were caught with a goal too. That brought them back into the game, but look, second half I thought we showed good composure and good experience out there, and we're more often than not making good decisions.
In terms of your half-time chat and side, how important was your goal in the first half? As did it change how you discussed things inside? Because you touched about the kick-out situation.
Aye, look, not really. You know, I thought we were attacking quite well, to be honest with you. You know, our first few attacks, we were all being fairly clinical, you know, so we were happy with that piece. Obviously, to get the goal was good, you know, and we weren't obviously happy with the way we conceded the goal at the other end. But look, that happens now, you know. There's the risk reward in it, like, you know, between pressing up and you know, getting caught. So you just have to try and find a balance, and that's the problem for all teams, I suppose. But no, I thought by and large, you know, we'd be happy with the performances and men coming in there, you know. Tony McGuckin made a big turnover there at the very end, and that's the kind of fight that you like to see from subs just coming in.
You had a heavily qualified waterman in Kieran McFall, but you're starting to get a lot more men back, like Emmett was in today, and Conor Carvel had his injury issues and he's in, so you've lots of more people back. Is this getting closer to business team, getting closer to having everybody available?
Aye, look, as you said, there's a couple of lads that are approaching full fitness, but we couldn't take the risk with them today, like. So yeah, you mentioned Kieran and Spike, you know, and there's, you know, Danny McDermott got game time today along with Emmett and Alex Doherty, so it was great to get minutes in all into those boys. So that's what you want. You need a good competitive squad, because everyone will really need it, and just with the nature of the game now, it's so quick, and you know, you need everybody at a high level. So thankfully we're moving in the right direction there, so we are, Michael.
Final couple of points. The last time we spoke, you had a 4-week gap, which you've used well. You've got into the final. What did that 4 weeks look like? Just had you a game or two in the middle of it, or did you just focus on training?
No, because it's training was our priority was training, because believe you me, we had plenty of wee things that needed ironing out, like, you know. So it was a good opportunity to get everybody back and have a few tactical sessions and, you know, get the understanding of the game plan, and that's what it was about with us, like, really kind of getting the understanding, because there were a few wee gaps in there. So we used that time along with getting the men back from injuries, so that's what we'll continue to do now.
What's your thoughts on the next few weeks? And obviously there's a title there to be fought for.
Absolutely. Listen, we're not the champions anymore. That's the reality. We're not the champions anymore. So, you know, Newbridge are the team now, and we're chasing along with everybody else. So, look, our next few weeks now looks like, again, building the squad and getting everybody back into a healthy state. And we take it from there. Listen, that's cliche, but you have to just take it game by game at this stage.
You touched on it that you're not the champions, and this is obviously your first term, so you weren't there last season. But from the group, obviously, I'm sure it's an understatement how disappointed they were not to win the title last year. Did you get a sense that hurts there or not? Or what did you sort of sense?
Listen,
it's maybe obvious.
It's obvious. Listen, they're a proud bunch. They were a successful bunch. And, you know, they're absolutely, you know, when you get knocked off, then, you know, it does hurt. So that's good for us.